Now, we usually head there for a concert or to see ice hockey being played, but today people will head there to roll up their sleeves and get a vaccine. It's the SSE Arena in Belfast, the Odyssey to you and me on the banks of the Lagan, and it eventually will be able to accommodate 8,000 people a day for vaccination. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, joins us now from there. Vincent, it looks very impressive. Describe it for us.
Well, as you said, Audrey, we normally come here for very different reasons. The last time I was here was for a wonderful joint concert by Sting and Paul Simon, and the place is packed, a lot of noise today. Very, very different. I'm looking down on what should be an ice rink. Instead, there are now five rows of pods, 60 pods in total, ready to receive people to be vaccinated. The first person was vaccinated shortly after 8 this morning. 55-year-old Gary Davidson arrived from a small village in County Down, and poor Gary arrived thinking he was simply get his vaccine and go on home, Audrey, but instead of that, he found himself confronted by a huge media posse. All the stills photographers were let in first, and then because of COVID restrictions, the broadcasters were let in one at a time. So he, of course, expressed great delight at getting his vaccine, said this would change his life. Now, since then, others are forming in queues. This centre, as you say, will eventually be able to vaccinate up to 8,000 a day. Quite a big deal here today. I mean, the Health Minister, Robin Swan, has just arrived. We're expecting First Minister, Arlene Foster, and Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, to arrive shortly. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Michael McBride, is here. Patricia Donnelly, who heads Northern Ireland's vaccination rollout programme, is here as well, because this is a game changer. This centre, 8,000 doses a day. That's around the combined number of doses, Audrey, that can currently be given in the 7 mass vaccination centres in Northern Ireland. So this is a big moment.
It certainly is. And the impact of the vaccination programme there, it's being seen every day now, isn't it, in the dropping case numbers and deaths?
It is, Audrey, certainly. There is growing confidence because the case numbers have been falling steadily. The number of hospitalisations are falling. The number of patients in ICU also falling. All the key indicators. And over the past week, for example, there have been 7 COVID-related deaths and 1,018 new cases. Now, if you compare that to the last week in January, just 2 months ago, at that stage there were 120 deaths and 3,889 new cases. So certainly the health authorities here say this vaccination programme is working. They say the numbers need to go lower before society can fully reopen, but they believe they're absolutely on the right course.
Great stuff, Vincent. Thank you very much indeed. Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor. It's 8